IMA Executive Briefings, Business and Management, Gen Z, by Adit Jain, April 2024. Different Primacies. When Abhishek Mitra drove home on his last working day following a successful 40-year career in the corporate world, he felt as if his identity had been taken away. He struggled with the thought that he was no longer his job, because that is really all he had been for the greater part of his life. Whilst he agreed that retirement would allow him to do the things that he had yearned for over the years, like travel, photography, or social service, he no longer felt that they were as appealing as they had once seemed during his active years struggling up the corporate ladder. He wrote to your columnist inquiring about possibilities on board appointments, as that would still provide a platform for professional engagement and social respect. Mr. Mitra is hardly unique, as most bosses in the business would identify themselves and their lives predominantly with their professional roles. But Gen Z are different. Their job is only a small part of their identity, and they make that abundantly clear in the workplace. That is not to say that they lack commitment or the challenge of accepting difficult tasks, but they are able to compartmentalize diverse aspects of their lives with a greater degree of distinction than their bosses. Gen Z workers value empathy at work and frequently consider it a precondition. Their bosses, on the other hand, do not place as high a value on this attribute. Youngsters want to feel respected rather than solely measured for productivity, which is what most companies prefer to focus on. The second issue is the need for empathy on mental health, where surveys suggest that employees lack the ability to provide support through a healthy work-life balance. Often overwhelmed, Gen Z seek engagements in purposeful conversations about careers, interests, and skill development. Contrary to popular perception, studies have shown that Gen Z do want job stability and financial security. Many are active investors in financial markets as a primary platform for wealth creation, as opposed to the brick-and-mortar investments in homes and real estate preferred by their bosses. They are, in fact, a critical constituency targeted by banks and fund managers in a sort of grab-them-early way. The success of trading platforms like Zerodha was made possible on the back of a younger breed of investors that includes Gen Z and millennials. But perhaps, more pertinently, for HR heads, Gen Z seek exposures towards the acquisition of new skills, and consequently, learning and development benefits are either important or essential when evaluating a job opportunity. When they switch jobs, the outright assumption is simply because of better pay. This is inaccurate. Gen Z workers look out for new opportunities that bring with them greater learnings and the ability to work on more complex projects, where they believe they can also play a significant role. As financial security is an imperative, they like the idea of employers providing them with financial literacy programs. Subjects including role-specific courses, L&D, stipends, and outsourced mentorship programs are becoming crucial. In terms of work processes, Gen Z, many of whom entered the workplace during COVID-19, prefer the idea of working remotely, at least some of the time, to enable a hybrid of being with people but also working remotely. Therefore, work-life balance becomes vital to their career definition. Salary still remains important and the first requisite to apply for a role in the first place.